This is a group processing session by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 9th of February, 1954. The title is Group Processing Barriers. This group processing session is 61 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
This is a group processing session, February 9, 1954. All right. Now let's be well away from the chair. Well away from the chair. And let's get three places where you're not. And let's pick out exact microscopic spots that you are not in. Let's not be so general about it. Okay, now let's check over some houses that you are not in. Some houses you are not in. Check some over. Some more of them. Some more of them. All right, now let's check over some houses somebody else. Pick out a specific person. And let's check over some houses this person isn't in. And now some houses that don't expect you to arrive in them. And some houses where you are not expecting somebody else to arrive. Now let's be way up, look over the environment, and check over some schools that don't expect you to arrive. See if you can actually spot some schools in the environment across the face of Earth. Now let's get some of them that you're not trying to get out of at this moment. All right, let's mark up now. a home planet. And then just put it back there, and more of it, 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 and just lots of them. Home planet. More of them. More home planets. Change one around till it's really acceptable to you, if you're having difficulty with it. Okay, now let's get some universes you are not in at this moment. And some places you are not. And some houses you are not in. All right, now let's check over some places in the environment. Be way up above the environment. Check over some places, specific places, locate them, that you're not trying to pull perception into. Some more of them, some places you're not trying to pull perception into. Now get some that you're not trying to fend perception off from, some that you're not trying to push perception away from. Check them over. More of them. Now some places you're not trying to pull perception into. And let's check over some ideas you're not trying to create at this moment. And now some ideas you're not trying to run away from at this moment. And now some places where you are not microscopically located places where you are not. All right, now let's get the idea of going away as a thetan, get the idea of going away and then coming back and finding somebody else has put something there. Now let's get the idea of being somewhere as a thetan, being somewhere, and a lot of things calling you away from that place and you refusing to go. Now get the idea of you being in one place as a thetan and trying to call things away from various places and the things refusing to come to you. All right, now let's get the idea of calling things to you and they come to you immediately. You, a thetan, calling things to you and they come to you very promptly. All right, now let's get the idea of you sending something away from you and it refuses to go. This little process is known as never darken my door again. You get that over and over and over. You send something away and it refuses to go. Now let's get at least one thing that you're absolutely sure would go if you told it to go away. Well, let's get some more things now that you're absolutely sure would go if you sent them away. Get some more? Let's get some. You're very sure we'd go if you sent them away. Now, no matter what you'd have to do to it to make it go away, you'd send it away and it'd go. All right, now let's get some places you are not. Now, let's get some critical opinions. Some critical opinions that you could have that would not be thrown back at you. Some critical opinions of certain things that you could have that wouldn't come back at you. You know, you could be critical of certain things without any liability. Okay. Did you find some? All right. Let's be way up somewhere. And pick out things, one after the other, and assign cause to it for your horrible childhood. And get the reasons why each time. And assign cause something else and get the reasons why. Around and find lots of them. But the reasons why you had a horrible childhood because of that. Okay, let's be way up, and let's check over things now that you don't have to make an effect on at this moment. Some more things that you don't have to make an effect upon at this moment. Actual objects. Now, let's check over some things that you don't have to fix in space at this moment. Go find them, look at them, check them over. You don't have to fix them in space at this moment. Now let's find some that you don't have to unfix and put in a different space at this moment. Okay, now let's get the idea of rushing out. Let's get the idea we're in a birdcage. A birdcage. And get the idea of rushing out of the birdcage and putting a barrier in front of yourself, stopping yourself, and pushing yourself back into the birdcage. Just keep doing this. You put up the barrier to stop yourself each time. Do it some more. Okay, let's get some places that you know now you're not. Now let's check over some spaces that do not hold your knowledge in question. Some spaces that don't hold your knowledge in question. Now let's check off some people who are not at this moment engaged on the project of convincing you you're stupid. Now let's check over some people at the moment that you're not engaged in the process of calling stupid. All right. Now let's mock up a home planet. Lots of it. A home planet. Lots of it. Lots more. Home planets. Okay, let's get some places where you're not. And some places where you do not have to be nostalgic about. Some places you don't have to be nostalgic about. Beautiful sadness of return, where you don't have to feel this. And let's check over some people now that don't have to be present so you can be audited. Get some for sure now. Now, some spirits that don't have to be present so that you can be audited. Now, some spirits that don't have to be present so that you can survive. Spirits you don't need to survive. Some groups you don't have to belong to in order to perfect yourself. Now, in order to protect yourself, groups you don't have to belong to in order to protect yourself. Now, let's check off some consequences you are not about to suffer. And some pets that you can live without. Some more pets that you can live without. Now let's check off some trees you are not about to run into. Be way up, check over the environment, some trees. actual trees. Point them out. You're not about to run into them. Now some rocks that you're not about to hit. Now some windshields that you don't need. Now some rocks or masses which are not, at this moment, blowing up. Take a look at them and check them. Some more trees you're not about to run into. And now some implements which are not, at this moment, splitting your skull. Or smashing your face. Some implements not smashing your face or splitting your skull. All right, now give me some places you are not. All right, now some effects which you are not at this moment receiving. Some more of them. Some more effects which you're not at this moment receiving. I get some certainty on this one. Some more of them. Now check off some desirable things which you are not at this moment being offered. Now some which you are not offering somebody. Now, some places where you are not. And now, some places where you will not be in the next few minutes. Now some places where you won't be tomorrow. Some more places where you won't be tomorrow. Some more. Okay, let's mock up some home planets now. If they're doing anything peculiar, just mock up planets. Now let's get mocking up these planets and then sort of broadcasting them, saying, well, I don't care what happens to them now, I've mocked them up. Mock them up, boom, mock them up, boom. Don't care what happens. Now get a whole mob of people out in front of you and have each one of them mock up a home planet. And then have the whole mob mock up another home planet, and another home planet, and another home planet. And have mock up stars, and so forth. Okay, throw them away. And let's get some places where you will not be tomorrow. With certainty now. Get at least one with real good certainty where you won't be tomorrow. Okay, now let's check off the environment. Take a look all around the environment. Look it over. That's all. Just look it over. Now let's find some object and look straight through it. And another one, 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 and another one. Lots of them. Look at them, look through them, look at them, look through them, look at them, look through them. Okay, now look through them, look at them. Look through them, look at them, look through them, look at them, look through them, look at them. Continue it. Look through them, look at them, look through them, look at them. And let's check off some things that wouldn't be barriers to you. Some more that wouldn't be barriers. All right, let's be way up above the environment now, way up. Mark up some heat. Lots of it. Mark up some heat. Now let's mark up an absence of heat. All right, now let's decide to go someplace and then stretch a long distance in front of you and say, oh, no, that's too far. Let's continue this in various directions. Decide to go, stretch a long distance, and say, that's too far. Let's do that very exactly now. Decide to go in a certain direction, then stretch a long distance in front of you, and then sag back and say, oh no, that's too far. Okay. Now, let's look in a certain direction and say, I'm going to go that way, and then slap a barrier in front of you and say, oh, gee, that's too close, and not go. I'm going to do that very exactly. Decide to go in a certain direction and slap a barrier in front of yourself and say, that's too close. Okay, now let's check off some places where you are not. And some houses now that you are not in. Okay, now let's pick out various things in the environment and say, I've got to affect you, I've got to, and then go on to something else. Got to affect you, I've got to. Check over some more. Get downright hysterical about it. Get it as a matter of life and death. All right, now let's check over some sounds which, if you heard them, you wouldn't perish. Some sounds which, if you heard them, you would not perish. Some more sounds, if you heard them, it wouldn't kill you. Now let's check over some places you're not trying to pull perception in on. And some sounds which, if you made them, you wouldn't be killed. Okay, some places where you are not. Now, some people you are not. And now, some saints you are not. And some things you are not at this moment doing. All right, two particles that you are not trying to hold apart. Two that you're not trying to hold together. Two that somebody else is not trying to hold apart. That somebody else isn't trying to hold together. And a group of particles you're not trying to keep separated. And a group of particles you're not trying to pull together. and some bodies you're not trying to pull apart. And some bodies you're not trying to hold together. And two dates you're not trying to hold together. And two dates you're not trying to keep apart. And two environments you are not at this moment combating. And two environments which you're not trying to pull together. And three places you are not. Okay, let's mock up some home planets, lots of them. More of them, more of them, more of them. All right, now let's check over some things you could look at without dying. Let's get an idea of leaving the body, then finding nothing, and putting something there. Just continue to do that repetitively. Now let's get an idea of putting something there because you don't want somebody else to go away. Now let's get an idea of putting something there because you want somebody to come back to you. Let's get an idea of leaving the body, finding something, and either making it disappear or covering it up with blackness. Continue to run that as a cycle. Okay, now let's check over some mock-ups, which at this moment you don't have to make. And two particles which you don't have to hold apart. And two you don't have to hold together. Okay, let's remember something real. Time when somebody was in good communication with you. A time when somebody felt some affinity for you. And something real. And something that was really real to somebody else. Come on. Something really real to somebody else. Let's get something now besides things that scared them to death. And a time when you felt some affinity for something. Okay, let's find the floor beneath your feet. Be where you please. Check over some places where you're not unconscious. End of session.